Addressing journalists in the eastern border city, Mr. Watson said the United States has adopted a wait-and-see attitude following the announcement of the new cabinet by Mr. Mugabe. He previously had said the new cabinet would signal which way relations between the two countries would go, as it would also prove which direction Harare wants to take Zimbabwe.
It's still early days for the new government, and I think it's important for us to wait to see what sorts of policies they decide to pursue. Certainly in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, there seems to be genuine interest in engaging with us and looking for ways to work together, and I welcome that. I've seen the same in other ministries as well. I have not yet met with all of the ministers, so I can't give you a sort of comprehensive view. But, you know, President Mugabe, in the speech when he opened Parliament, said the government of Zimbabwe is wants to engage with all nations of goodwill, even those nations with which Zimbabwe has had difficult official relationships. So I think there's an openness right now that I hope to reciprocate and build on. In terms of investment, I think that, again, as I said about the cabinet, I think people are still waiting to sort of see what the policies are. International investors and businesses tend to like a predictable environment. They want to know what the rules are. They like to have some assurance that those rules are going to be consistent over time.
The U.S. ambassador said America remains committed to open to working with Harare, adding they are happy to build on what he said was new ground for engagement and re-engagement. The ball, he said, is in Harare's court to act in good faith and deliver on policies that will improve the lives of the people, in particular lifting the country out of poverty and reviving the economy.
Will indigenization be pursued, for example? Will it be as outlined in the ZANU-PF manifesto, or will there be some new approaches to indigenization to protect the people of Zimbabwe and the resources, but at the same time acknowledge the interests or look differently at the interests of potential investors? So I can't really predict where that's all headed. I think the ball is very much in your government's court in terms of establishing policies and communicating those.
Watton praised the government for holding peaceful elections in July, despite what he said were shortcomings, including the absence of media and security sector reforms, among others. The ambassador said the so-called targeted sanctions imposed on 113 ZANU-PF officials and 70 entities linked to them would remain in force as a way of encouraging President Mugabe and the ruling elite to make decisions that help the country and not individuals. He said it's unfortunate that the targeted sanctions also hurt innocent people, but termed that as collateral damage. He told the journalists America has and will continue to assist underprivileged communities in the areas of agriculture, health, and education. The U.S. ambassador met with more than a dozen journalists from both the private and state media in the city of Mutare today and was scheduled to speak with political party representatives and the business community later in the day. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.